Mr. Murdoch, let me just ask you again. Did you mislead this committee in your original testimony?
No, I did not.
So if you didn't, who did?
As I've written to you and I've said publicly, I believe this committee was given evidence by individuals either without full possession of the facts or now, it appears, in the process of my own discovery and trying to understand as best I can what actually happened here, it was economical. I think my own testimony has been consistent. I've testified to this committee with as much clarity and transparency as I possibly can. And where I haven't had direct knowledge in the past, since I testified to you last time, I've gone and tried to seek answers and find out what happened and where the evidence is and what's there. And that's what I'm here to do.
So was it Mr. Crone, a respected lawyer and in-house legal advisor for many years? Who misled this committee?
As I said to you, as I wrote to you and I issued a public statement, certainly in the evidence that they gave to you in 2011, with respect to my knowledge, I thought it was inconsistent and not right. And
so
I dispute it vigorously.
So you think Mr. Crone misled us?
That it follows that I do, yes.
And so do you think Mr. Myler misled us as well?
I believe their testimony was misleading, and I dispute it.